Good morning.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Boy, you start messing with people's education and you get them fired up, don't you, Gretchen?
Well, I'm telling you, as a parent with two kids in the public schools, there's nothing that that keeps me up at night more than what's going to happen to the welfare of my kids' education.
Gretchen, before we start talking about a couple of other topics, I wanted to get your take on the Star Power Rally yesterday at the state capitol. I have not heard one person tell me that early childhood development is probably one of the most important components of education, yet there's never been the physical support there. Do you think that rally will help that cause?
Well, I think it's great, and there were so many kids at the Capitol yesterday, and it, you know, their parents and their educators and people who are just passionate about early childhood education, and it's great to see. You know, I got to tell you though, every politician says education is important, and what matters is how they vote on budget bills. For instance, how we're going to vote next week. So. We've got to. We can't not invest in education and expect our state to move forward.
See, what I don't get, it would seem like next to infrastructure and safety and security and prisons and all that stuff, education would be right there. So when people talk the talk but don't walk the walk, that doesn't seem right.
Well, without a doubt. You know, I mean, you can be the most pro-business politician in the world, but every business person will tell you they need to have an educated workforce before they're going to locate somewhere. They need to be able to move their goods on the roads before they're going to locate in an area. And they need to know the fire and police are going to show up when they have a crisis. So, and on top of it, they've got to have good schools so their employees feel good about locating there for their kids.
Had an emailer last week who asked me to ask you this question. If we didn't make the cuts in education and other areas to balance the budget, where specifically could we find the money so we wouldn't have to cut education?
Well, I love that question because I think it's very important to kind of give you our vision. The first thing you do, according to Will Rogers, when you're in a hole, stop digging. You know, the Republicans have said we can't afford to fund education. Well, that same rationale should apply to this $1.8 billion tax cut they gave to business last week. If we hadn't given that, and you look at the money that's coming into the state that they didn't account for, we only have a hole of about $600 million. Now, I know that sounds like a big number, but in the bigger scheme of what we're talking about grappling with right now, it's not very big, and that's a figure that you can address through scrutinizing the state contracts, for instance. I mean, we do over $40 billion in state contracts. If you shaved 5% off of it, you've balanced your budget right there in a long-term way that doesn't involve any gimmicks like taxing pensions.
When you talk to business owners, they say they need the help so they can create more jobs.
Well, you know what? It'd be great. I hope that that's true, that they use this tax relief to create jobs. But even the governor has acknowledged he can't point to any metric or any study that says this indiscriminate tax cut will do anything other than give a bigger bottom line for business. There's no link to job growth in this tax cut, and even the governor's admitted that.
Senator, when we look at the success of Texas and North Carolina balancing their budgets, a great business environment, why don't we look at those models and tailor-make them to what we do here in the state of Michigan?
Well, I think that'd be a good idea. And to look at Minnesota, you know, they invest as much as any state in education. Their tax code is not the smallest compared to any other state, and yet their economy is thriving, and they're very similar to the state of Michigan. So I think that if you actually do the homework and make decisions based on evidence, you would see that investments in things like education are actually more important to the health of an economy than indiscriminate business tax cuts.
I know there's been bigger fish to fry, but I know the prison situation is going to come to the forefront soon. There have been numbers published that the state of Indiana can house a prisoner for $10,000 less than we do here in the state of Michigan. What can we specifically do to make that a more economical point here in Michigan?
Well, this is something that we all on both sides of the aisle have been grappling with for a number of years. I think this current administration is going to start talking about more privatization in state government generally, but specifically in the prison system. And frankly, we've seen many states experiment with that, and that it has been kind of a risky experiment. You know, it's important that government keeps people safe. And we've got to have accountability in that system. And once you privatize, you lose some of that. So these are some general concerns that I have as we move forward in this conversation. But I do think that we need to and can do better than we are doing.
I received an email from your office yesterday and says, Whitmer, Republicans choose New York bond agencies over Michigan's kids. Explain that.
Well, what the governor's proposed is putting $250 million into our savings, into our budget stabilization fund, and that money is money that is coming out of the school aid fund. So his goal is to have a better bond rating. He's going to New York today, he's been talking about, and meanwhile, it's coming right out of the classroom.
Isn't a better bond rating a good thing for the state?
Absolutely, it's a good thing, but when is a bond rating on a piece of paper that impacts our interest rates more important than investing in education?
How much more money, if you took that $200 million, how much would that reduce the budget cuts to kids?
Oh, I think for every $1 million, it's $100 in the classroom, so that's half the budget cut that they're talking about.
Well, I also received an email from the governor's office talking about agreement on the budget targets signal positive culture shift in Lansing. He thinks that you folks are able to find working agreements in so many areas and that everything's pretty much hunky-dory.
That means he hasn't been listening to me when we have our quadrant meetings, because all I talk about is our public school funding. That's all I've been focused on, is how do we do better by our kids and make sure that they're getting the education they need to be competitive when they graduate. That's the most important thing that we can do as a state, and all of our boats rise if we do better by our kids and ensuring that they're ready to go into the workforce.
So is the education a done deal, and is also this $200 million, is that definitely going for the bond rating?
Nothing is done yet. Nothing is done yet. When the education budget first came through the Senate, 7 Republicans defected from their leadership and voted with us against the cuts. It just takes one of them to muster the backbone to stand up and say, I'm not going to give you an immediate effect vote, and then they've got to go back to the table and negotiate on the education budget. We just need one of those state senators like Rick Jones here in town or Mike Knopf's in Battle Creek to stand up and say, I am not going to give you immediate effect on this bill. And they can force the Republican governor and legislature to do better by our schools.
So when do you think this deal will be resolved?
I think everything will be voted on probably by the end of next week, at the latest on the 31st of the month.
Oh, so by the end of the month, a lot of this stuff could wrap up.
Yes.
All right, then. What's at the top of your agenda for today?
Well, I'm just trying to encourage people to get a hold of their senator and to call on them to, you know, stand up for schools.
Gretchen Whitmer is the Senate Minority Leader, and she's been kind enough to spend a great deal of time with us this morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony. Have a good one.